Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the extremely informational Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday, and she joins us to give us a preview of the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we have some big news this week. It was on Gulf Breeze High School campus that a 16-year-old was arrested for making threats against other students, and they found that he had a loaded handgun in his locker in the field house. So this is very, very distressing news, of course, but also very encouraging to find that everything worked out just as it should have, because the students told that they what they knew, and they were able to confront the person, and he did admit that there was a gun, and they found it. It was a F&S 40 caliber handgun with a 14-round magazine.
Okay.
So that's very distressing.
Yeah.
We're just waiting to find out what's going to happen, whether he will be charged as an adult or kept as a juvenile. And right now we do not know anything more about, you know, his name or anything, because he is a juvenile.
And there was the beginning of this. There were threats made. There was just erratic behavior. What led them to go looking for the gun?
Yes. Apparently there were some threats made against at least one or more students.
Okay.
And he did mention that he had a gun.
Okay.
So they were very concerned about it, yes. So,
wow.
And the field house is where the football team practices. He had his car parked on the campus. At first, they thought that the gun was in the car, and then they realized it was in the locker in the field house.
So he's an athlete of some sort?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay. In the county commission, Colton Wright is proposing Gulf Breeze be a community redevelopment area, so that you would be able to keep some of the tax money that would normally go to the county back in local control to rebuild and refurbish parts of Gulf Breeze. Is that right?
Right. It's going to be the area that's outside the city limits. Gulf Breeze city limits already has a CRA.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be in the unincorporated area of South Santa Rosa County. Actually, he's been talking about doing this for a long time. It would give you some control over some of the developments that we see, also establish, you know, kind of some aesthetics. So looking forward to that. And he also is proposing some stronger measures to protect the well field that serves all of South Santa Rosa County. So I think that's also a very encouraging development.
You know, when we talked about this a week or two ago, I noticed you were pretty critical of what you thought the sort of the proposal was at that time. It sounds like you're a little bit more optimistic about this being a good thing for the county compared to where we were a couple weeks ago. Is that right?
Well, there was nothing we could do. That's already a done deal. He's already, you know, he and others have voted to allow a new gas fuel tank to be put underground
right in
the well field protection area. But now they're saying, you know, maybe we should look at the other things that are critical that could impact negatively at well field. Maybe we need to look at those and improve those as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will mean that we just have no other choice. This is the only water source that we have for South Santa Rosa County.
Right.
So we definitely need to make sure that we do everything we can to protect that.
Yeah, and I think regardless of what you think of the racetrack deal, I think it was racetrack, regardless of what you think of that, if it does lead to better safety for the well field protection area with regard to other tanks in the future, that is obviously a good thing. So we'll take that as an improvement.
Right, right.
You have a 3-on-3 tournament that was supposed to do something else or had another motive involved?
That's right. There was a former student from Gulf Breeze High School who unfortunately became addicted to opioids.
Mm.
And although he tried and tried to get off of them, he lost his life. His family is trying to have something positive. So they're going to have a 3-on-3 tournament at Gulf Breeze High School on March the 30th. and it's going to be at the Gulf Breeze High School gym. And they are hoping to, you know, get that opportunity to tell people about the dangers of getting addicted to opioids. And this boy, I guess he's a man, he actually became addicted after surgery. Mm-hmm. So that's the way a lot of people have their first introduction, and they just cannot seem to get off of them. And it's deadly. This is a crisis, an epidemic of people who are, you know, becoming addicted to opioids. So they're trying to get an opportunity to let people know in a positive way, please watch yourself. Do not let yourself fall victim to this. And also have a great time. 3-on-3 tournament should be really fun.
And that's great.
With March Madness. Yeah, so it's going to be called Mitchell Madness over Mitchell because Mitchell Delgado is the namesake. Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a, this is a very cool story. You've got somebody from Gulf Breeze is going to be performing at Carnegie Hall?
We do. And this is interesting. This girl has a hearing deficit, but she loves to play the piano. And she moved here not very long ago from Turkey. And her name is Nil Dimirag. She's 17. And she's going to be playing at New York City, New York City's Carnegie Hall. So we have a story about her and how she... you know, channels her talent. And so it's very exciting to find out that we have someone local who's going to be performing on such a wonderful stage.
That is always such a treat to see local kids performing up. That's just fantastic. The Gulf Breeze News comes out every Thursday. We've got the Arts Festival, of course, this weekend. Books by the Bay comes up on Saturday. You've got sports in the newspaper, as always. Jason does such a good job at that. And Splash for April is coming. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake has got traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, we're not looking too bad on our roadways. The major story this morning is Highway 90 coming out of Pace. Once you get to the Escambia River Bridge, there's an accident there. It's been off to the side, but it has caused a major slowdown. Traffic is backed up all the way past Woodbine Road in Pace. Also, the front gate at NES has been slow this morning. Last we checked, it was backed up to Sunset. Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdowns, but not too bad. Otherwise, around town, Chase Street, Gregor Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is looking good. If you see anything else out there on our roadways slowing us down, call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home or just kind of wondering about it, or, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're going through a difficult situation like a marriage is splitting up, but you got to sell the home. And how do you handle that with two people who don't agree all that well about things? Or, you know, an estate sale for somebody who passed away. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why people might need to sell something. And who do you go to? Well, Christina Leavenworth. Really, a couple of years ago, I guess somebody had come to her and said, you know, dealing with the divorce. And she's like, well, we'll try. But then in the meantime, she went out and learned and got training specifically on how to handle that responsibly and be a neutral, you know, arbiter and help, you know, the couple basically get the best deal they can in a situation where it's very difficult to get people to agree. So it's not only that's the stuff that she does, but I'm telling you, she's like, she just loves learning. She's a voracious learner. She loves being able to help people. And so even in difficult or unusual circumstances like that, she wants to be able to give you the best professional service guidance that she can. And so she goes and gets improvements and gets certifications and all that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free, family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Depending on how many kids show up, how many we can get trained, certified, and all of that, for the full season when we're at maximum staffing, we, at this point, it's possible or likely, I don't know which, that the number of guards available to work on Pensacola Beach will have to be diminished somewhat in order to provide guards at Perdido Key. Is that, you tell me.
It is a potential, but we don't know just yet. Now, we think that we have the numbers to be able to pull it off at both locations, honestly. Okay. So potentially it might not affect Pensacola Beach at all, but potentially it might. We don't know just yet. So.
Okay. All right, that was Eric Gilmore. Talked to him about an hour and a half ago about this question I have been raising ever since. Commissioner Bergosh made such a push to open up access on Perdido Key. And, you know, everything from the leases allowing you to traverse on the beach to opening access points and really encouraging people to go use that as a public amenity more than had been done in the past. And then, of course, we had the disaster last year. People died, and the concern that if we do not provide guards out there, then we're not really doing our job as a county to provide for public safety. And, you know, I support having guards out there. I believe in, of course. I mean, it's not good for us to have an unpatrolled beach. But the challenge is you can't just snap your fingers and make guards appear. Every year it is a challenge to get enough lifeguards who are able to work enough hours because a lot of times, you know, their kids in school or they're back from break or whatever, and there's rules about how old you are and what you can do, and there's all kinds of regulations regarding this. So we talked to Eric Gilmore about the proposal to put a tower and then a roaming patrol out on Pensacola or out on Perdido Key Beach, and so we're talking about 3 staff. There had been a thought that maybe the Gulf Islands National Seashore would not renew their agreement to provide guards for Johnson Beach, which also requires 3. So it seemed like maybe we'd kind of get lucky in a way. They wouldn't need guards. We'd have the extras available. Now we just need extras. Of course, it's not good to have Johnson Beach unguarded either. But yeah, so as you heard him say there, it is possible that we will have to pull guard basically numbers off of Pensacola Beach in some sense to provide for the guarding of Perdido Key Beach. But they're optimistic that they won't have to do that. So it's a wait and see. You know, this is kind of what I've said all along is it's good to have public access on the beach on Perdido Key. But if we're then going to staff it and we're just going to announce that we're going to staff it and we're going to provide. Okay, but from where? It's great if we can just get extra people and then everybody's happy. But lifeguards are hard to find, and if that means that we have to reduce coverage at Pensacola Beach, all of a sudden it starts to look like a zero-sum game, and I'm not so thrilled about that. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Amazon and other retailers now under investigation by the FCC for allegedly selling wireless signal jammers. These are devices that block or disrupt signals used by cell phones or GPS units, illegal to sell and advertise in the U.S. The FCC has not said what retailers, aside from Amazon, are being investigated. Sotheby's is holding its Sports Week auctions, Andrew, 6 upcoming auctions. One of them, the biggest one, most anticipated, they're going to be auctioning a pair of Muhammad Ali's shorts from his Thrilla in Manila match from 1975. Wow. That's estimated to go for anywhere from $4 to $6 million.
Yeah.
And hey, the first person to receive a brain implant from Elon Musk's Neuralink, a 29-year-old quadriplegic, has opened up and spoke a little bit about his experience with the device.
It just became intuitive for me to start imagining the cursor moving. Basically, it was like using the force on a cursor, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere in the screen, and it would move where I wanted it to, which was such a wild experience.
I saw the video on this, and he's just thinking about it, and the cursor on the computer moves, and just a wild thing to watch. He did a live stream on X, and if you just do a search on there, the video will pop up. Just amazing to see.
I think we actually have audio from when he was moving the cursor.
Use the force, Luke. Let go.
I think that was actually from the event. So
Yeah, it sounds legit.
Yeah, totally legit.
Absolutely.
David, thanks so much for the update. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, all right. I'm not seeing any major issues except for Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace this morning. We have an accident. Let me get back to my notes here. This is going to be at North Davis Highway and Smith's Fish Camp Road, causing back up all the way up Highway 90 past Woodbine Road. Very, very slow stop traffic this morning. There is a westbound lane blockage from that accident. It's going to cause some major slowdown this morning. Otherwise, around town, we're actually looking really, really good. Looks like this is going to be West Burgess, or actually East Burgess Road in both directions, getting by West Florida High School. We've got the school zone there really slowing things down in that direction. Highway 98 through westbound through Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdowns at Avalon Boulevard. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let me know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. We haven't even had a chance to talk about this today.
First time you take off, you gotta push the I believe button.
I fell in love with aviation at 4 years old. My dad took me to an air show, and I got to watch the Blue Angels fly for the very first time. This year, we're bringing 5 new people into this team.
Something I never thought was actually gonna happen.
It's one in a million.
We only have 3 months to get to a point where we can take it on the road.
It can be frustrating at times. The challenge is to get the newbies up to speed, and that can be scary.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it's finally here. This had been in the works for several years. The Blue Angels movie coming to IMAX, produced Glenn Powell, who, of course, was in Top Gun, was also in Devotion. And I remember he made a joke when he did the debut of the movie here at NAS Pensacola at the museum, and he made the comment. He's like, I got this movie, that movie, Two Bot Nebula Aviation, and then we got the Blue Angels movie coming out. And I have been told after this, you're not allowed to do any more aviation movies for the Navy. But yeah, J.J. Abrams is involved in this. And we've seen, if you've been to the air shows, especially out on the NAS Pensacola at the homecoming show, you've seen them running around with cameras, and you've seen this being made, being put together. We had expected it maybe would be last summer, but man, this is coming out soon. I am so excited. If you could see my social media feed like a movie yesterday, it'd be some random meme, Blue Angels movie. Some random photo, Blue Angels movie. Somebody's kid doing something, Blue Angels. Like every other post in my feed yesterday was all the people locally sharing this trailer.
When you're flying 12 inches apart, everybody's lives are in each other's hands.
It's an eye-opener for how inherently dangerous this job is.
Ready, roll, hat.
Every once in a while, the jets just kind of freeze, and the world around you seems to spin.
To make 6 jets fly as one, that's the Blue Angel magic.
I just pinched myself when I get a chance to be part of it.
With all these things that I've done.
It's a cool remix of the Killers tune.
Yeah, I'm, man, you know me. I don't ever go to the movies where I was watch at home, but I will go to IMAX to watch this because I imagine that will be unbelievable. Even just the bits that I have seen make it look so excellent. I'm so excited about this. And the fact that, you know, J.J. Abrams is involved in it makes me have even higher confidence than I ordinarily would have that it's going to turn out to be fantastic. So that is going to be a great deal. And again, IMAX coming soon. And then eventually to Prime. But don't watch it first on Prime. Go see it at the movies, man. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up, we will talk about a frivolous topic, something worth discussing with your friends and family or your kids. After local news from David, after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Four more flights chartered by the state of Florida are expected to bring Americans back there from Haiti today, escaping gang violence and governmental collapse. The State Department's getting people across the border to the Dominican Republic a few at a time.
U.S. chartered helicopter flights continue to free up to 30 Americans a day. And the task at hand is daunting. Officials say nearly 1,600 Americans have registered with the State Department as of yesterday, seeking a way to get out of the chaos.
Yes. Fox's Griff Jenkins. Ireland's leader yesterday, Vietnam's president today, say they're stepping down.
Prime Minister Varadkar says he's no longer the man for the job, and President Tuong's called it quits amid a corruption probe. While good relations with the Irish seem guaranteed, the US will watch Vietnam carefully as it weighs up its rivalry with China.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Tuong just took office 13 months ago when the previous president resigned. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, sunshine. We've got 55 degrees here in Pensacola today. Well, welcome news for residents and visitors alike at Perdido Key. There will be lifeguards staffed this beach season.
It's going to be a hybrid system because we are so spread out with beach accesses out there at Perdido Key, you know, 1 through 4. We're looking at putting a hardened structure that the board let us buy with lost funds, might I say. It was lifeguard towers with lost funds. So we're going to put a lifeguard tower, looks like probably beach access 2.
Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore. And all this coming after a dangerous and deadly beach season last year as well. During last year's April spring break season at Perdido Key, a man and a teenager from Atlanta were killed after being caught up in rip currents. The leader of the Santa Rosa County Teachers Union now planning to make a run and become possibly the next superintendent of the district.
The district had a huge increase in discretionary funding this year, almost a 6% increase in discretionary funding. And we thought that increase in discretionary funding warranted more than a 2.07% salary increase from discretionary funds.
David Godwin last week when the new contract for the teachers union was announced. In addition to serving as the president of the teachers union, Godwin also is a longtime math teacher at Pace High School. According to South Santa Rosa News, Godwin is in the race now along with incumbent Karen Barber, Brenda Stevens, and write-in candidate Michael Meredick. Governor Ron DeSantis has now signed that new legislation to tackle the homelessness issue. It would ban anybody from setting up a camp or sleeping on public property across the state.
We just got to get it out of our system in our country that somehow anyone has a right to just camp out on the sidewalk and inconvenience other people. That's not what those sidewalks are meant for. We want to make sure that we put public safety above all else, and I think this bill does that.
The new law will go into effect October 1st. It requires local governments to provide shelters or campsite options for the homeless. Those locations would also be required to have security, sanitation, behavioral health services available. Opponents of the law, though, say the measure won't fix the problem. It would just shift it to a new location. Well, 14 people that were stuck in Haiti are now safe in Florida. State officials coordinated rescue flights yesterday that landed last night at Orlando International Airport. 8 adults, 6 kids were on board. Governor DeSantis says it'll likely be the first of many flights to bring people who are in harm's way out of Haiti. Governor DeSantis says there's over 300 Floridians still in Haiti awaiting a rescue. And Donald Trump may be looking at Senator Marco Rubio as a potential vice presidential candidate. Rubio said to be on a long list of potential candidates for the vice president role in his campaign. It could be a while, though, before Trump officially makes a pick. And a Florida nonprofit now getting the all clear to bring aid to Haiti. Agape Flights announcing yesterday they've now received approval for two flights to Haiti this week. They plan to deliver 5,500 pounds of supplies there and also bring people back when they come back. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
This traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Not seeing any major accidents on our roadways. We do have a really bad slowdown on Highway 90 westbound coming out of Pace this morning. We had an accident at North Davis Highway and Smith's Fish Camp Road. That's causing slowdown all the way back past Woodbine Road this morning. Very, very slow with a west lane blockage with that accident there. Front gate at NES has been backed up this morning. Last I checked, it was backed up to Sunset. Looks like I-10 and I-110, though, are looking pretty good. Highway 98 through Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdown there, especially at that light at Avalon Boulevard. Although eastbound, headed through Navarre and Windhaven Beach, is clear. Looks like Stewart Street and Caroline Street in Milton are checking in clear, and Davis Highway is clear. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear over here. If you see anything else on the roadways slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives. Let me get to this about Fresh from Florida. You know, David, meal planning is work.
It is.
Yeah, so you can let Fresh from Florida help. You can browse hundreds of recipes and see what's in season at freshfromflorida.com. We can eat healthier with Fresh from Florida because you know what?
What, Jake?
There's sunshine in every bite. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a beautiful day today with temperatures warming up near 71 degrees. Clouds increasing for the evening hours. Temperatures overnight dropping near 57. For Friday, a couple of rounds of heavy rain possible. 70% chance of rain, high near 68. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Isolated showers possible on Saturday. 10% chance, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 68. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 55. In Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, and 49 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are all up. The Dow is up 185, 91 at 39,698.04. S&P 500 up 27.23 at 52,51.85. NASDAQ up 135.90 at 16,505.31 this morning. 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.25% today. Gold price is up $42.50 at $22.03.50. Silver prices up 38 cents at $25.49. Bitcoin up $14.53.82 this morning at $67.103. And the rest of the crypto markets look to be following suit as well. Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged, but say cuts could come later this year. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell tells reporters that inflation has eased and the labor market is still strong, but he says inflation is still too high. Fewer Americans than predicted filed first-time weekly jobless claims for the week ending March 16th. The Labor Department says 210,000 requests were received versus the 215,000 that were expected. And Reddit went public yesterday. Its IPO brought in about $519 million. That values the company at $6.5 billion. The company debuts on the market today under the ticker RDDT. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's everybody's favorite day of the year. What do I mean? National Poetry Day. Wait, what? Nobody's... Come on now. Do you like music? Then you like poetry, right? I mean, that's all music is poetry set to a tune, right? Okay, so my question for you today, this is either going to be a very short segment or a very fun segment, I don't know which, or somewhere in the middle, which means... question of the day, 437-1620. Do you read poetry? I mean, like now in your life. And do you have a poem memorized? If so, would one? Because I suspect, God, I hope, I don't know, probably it's not true, that like everybody's at one time had to memorize a poem for some reason or other, like as a class assignment or something. So I'm just kind of curious. What if you have what it was, 4-3, I won't make you recite it. You can text me. You're off the hook. 437-1620. Do you read poetry? Is there a poem you've memorized? That's the question. And tell me which one. 437-1620. Jake, as a musician.
Right.
Who believes in poetry set to rhythm and notes.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there? Have you? Do you?
I did. for a girl that I liked.
That's
she,
it. Oh,
she was
go.
Really into the poetry of E.E. Cummings.
Oh.
And so
yes.
I memorized a couple of his poems. One of them.
When All the World Was Mud Luscious and Puddle Wonderful. Yes. E.E. Mm-hmm. Cummings is great.
Sun, Moon, and All My Stars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
all right.
I did that for a short time. And then, we broke up. And then I just buried myself into the mechanics of music and the recording of it, not so much the lyrical content, because I was heartbroken.
Oh, well, yeah. So now poetry reminds you of lost love.
Pretty much, yeah, is good, what good poetry does,
That's
right?
That's right. It evokes those feelings. It puts into tangible form something that is difficult and to express and to capture, and that's exactly what it is. It's a form of communication that the communication of difficult things. In a tangible way and not always a clear linear way. It's not merely writing prose, which is a completely different activity. 437-1620. I love E. Cummings as your answer. That's fantastic. I wasn't even thinking in that direction, like Shel Silverstein or something like that, which is fantastic. For me, I was trying to think poems I still know. Oh man. At one time I knew The Charge of the Light Brigade by heart. At one time by Alfred Lord Tennyson. And that is still one of my favorite poems because of the rhythm of it, you know? It's like the rhythm of the horses galloping forward into battle, half a league, half a league, half a league, onward, all in the Valley of Death Road, the 600. It's a very moving kind of poem that's got a rhythm built into it, even if you don't have a drummer like Jake playing. Mm-hmm. My best friend in high school, I had interesting friends. You'd say weird, but whatever. His favorite poem was The Raven. Mm. By Edgar Allan Poe. You're like, that's dark. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to him in a long time. You might say never more. But, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. I cannot resist. It's unavoidable that you... Anyway. 437-1620. All right. Tell me do you read poetry? I don't today much. I mean, if I'm happen to be reading in Psalms, you know, it's the closest I get these days. I don't read much poetry. I do remember reading poetry to girls as date material, you know, read them mm-hmm. a little Jonathan Livingston Seagull, you know, read them a little Shel Silverstein or E.E. Cummings. That's you know, that's good date material. You might want to stay away from the Bronte, but whatever. Let's see. 437-1620. Somebody says, fleas, Adam Hadam. Okay. Got me? Don't know.
Flea, the bass player for Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't think that's who they're talking about. Somebody says, no and no. I don't read it. I never have read anything. Haven't ever memorized it. I do read poetry, but I don't memorize the poem, somebody said. So I will make just a brief argument in favor of poetry memorization, something which I have not done enough of. It's like any form of great literary memorization. Having access to those things creates a common cultural reference point and a ability to express yourself in something more than just movie quotes and music lyrics, which is what poetry is, right? It's a mechanism for touching something that captures an idea or a feeling or a transaction in a unique way that can then be meaningful to other people and you can bond with them over it. And you can't do that unless you've memorized it. So even though I have not, I think we used to memorize a lot more of this as a culture, and I think it's a loss for us that we don't, but I'm not saying I have. I'd sort of argue for the thing that I haven't myself practiced enough. 437-1620, somebody here said, I just recited Midnight Ride of Paul Revere with my six-year-old grandson. Oh, that's great. I love that. What a great poem. Somebody says, let's see, women are the only reason that men invented poetry. Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, men on their own aren't probably out writing Ode to the Sunset, except for that Ode to a Sunset reminds them of the dawning of light on the cheek of your beloved next to you. I mean, you know, like that's the kind of thing that it does, right? So, and, you know, even if you don't memorize, there's still something about it that enhances your ability to use the language effectively. The bells, the moaning and the groaning of the bells. I've always loved Poe. Even have my kids reading him. Oh, good for you. That's great. 437-1620. Jake's got traffic on the fives. The question of the day is, do you read poetry? Have you ever memorized a poem? If so, what one? Jake's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Our major slowdown this morning has been Highway 90 coming out of Pace. There was an accident at North Davis Highway and Smith's Fish Camp Road.
Oh, we literally just got a note in. Somebody said that's all resolved. Traffic is just a little slow there.
All right, sweet. So that is getting cleared up. Front gate at NES was a little backed up this morning up to Sunset, but I think that's starting to resolve now. Highway 98 westbound getting through Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdown, and on up the road there getting into Oriole Beach, a little bit of slow traffic heading westbound there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealership that Dave Ramsey recommends here in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, you know what I'm a little surprised about? I'm a little surprised that nobody mentioned The Road Not Taken. Two Roads Diverging, Yellow Wood and Sorry I Could Not Travel Both by Robert Frost. Or Mending Wall, which people quote all the time, wrongly. People quote the, you know, fences make good neighbors. That's not what that says. It actually is in the mouth of the guy that he's making fun of in the poem. But, you know, poetry is hard to understand in addition to hard to memorize. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, I read some Rimbaud as a young teen on Jim Morrison's recommendation. Well, that's a dangerous person. But, you know, obviously a producer of great lyrics because it was profane. I only memorized rock song lyrics in practice, though. Somebody else says, the only thing close to poetry would be body limericks. There once was a girl from Nantucket. 848 on News Radio who was very fond of a bucket, and that's all there is to say about that. I'm sorry. Somebody's laughing. Somebody else is like, I don't get it. What did I see just today or yesterday? There's some haiku contest or something, and I've literally told you everything I know about it. I saw the headline. I moved on. 575, y'all. Okay, if you've got an import, a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, a Jaguar, a Lexus, you know, cars you pay a little extra to get, but cars you might think you've got to take to the dealership to maintain. You don't. I mean, first of all, by law, they cannot require you to go to the dealership, okay? It's your choice to go wherever you want to go. But also just by, like, cost and by inconvenience, especially if the dealership is located at a distance. I know there's there's dealers in Destin. You might have bought a car there. You don't have to take it there. Dealers in Mobile. I mean, as much as you might love to drive the Bayway just for funsies, maybe just take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those vehicles all the time. Domestics, too, of course. Diesel engines, yes. Gas engines, yes. Preventative scheduled maintenance, yes, yes. That's their favorite thing because in doing that, you can avert the big problems. That's actually why they call it preventative, so you can avoid the big inconvenient problem. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ask the question of what poem have you memorized, and I'm sure for some people, like, I don't know any poems. Oh, you know any songs? Every song is a poem, right? Oh man. I got the best text in. This is a text that I know not everybody's gonna get this, but it made me. I love this. We're talking about, have you ever memorized any poetry? And somebody texted in, I would prefer not to. Bartleby. That's a reference to a Herman Melville, short story, I guess, a Bartleby the Scrivener. And that's just like his, that's just perfect. You guys are the best. I love you so much. Hey, they're trying to impeach Joe Biden. Not very successfully. Jared Moskowitz, who used to be the director of public safety for the state of Florida, even though as a Democrat, but within the DeSantis administration, incredibly capable director of public safety for the state, by the way. Then he resigned in order to run for Congress, and he is now in Congress, and he's a Democrat troublemaker, but the kind I like, because, you know, he has a point to make. He's talking to one of the witnesses in the Biden alleged corruption, family business dealings, all of that kind of stuff in hearings yesterday.
You can be damn sure they would have called the vote by now, right? But they want it to go on. They either want it to go on because they don't have the evidence.
Are you asking me a question?
I'm just looking at you.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to talk to me, we can talk.
Well, no, I think you haven't read recent data that shows American people are well aware of the Biden's corruption.
Perfect. So then ask the chairman why he hasn't called for impeachment, Tony. He's right here. Ask Comer. Hey, Comer, how come you haven't called for impeachment? I'll do it. Watch. Hi, I'm Tony. Hey, chairman, how come you haven't called for impeachment? When are we going to have the hearing? When is the vote going to happen? I mean, you believe it. He believes it. He says it every day on TV. I just don't know when we're going to have the vote.
Are you asking me to hold the vote?
I just like looking at you. We can save we can save the taxpayers millions of dollars. So, I mean, look, I used all of my time to show that this vote is never going to happen because they have no evidence on Joe Biden.
Because the claim has been that the Republicans have the goods, that they can bring the impeachment, that they can make it happen. And Jared Moskowitz is making the point that, well, then do it. We've been doing this for a year. We've been having the hearings. Produce the goods.
Oh, I mean, I'm just here to help him, right? And so I just think we should do it today. Let's just call for it. I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman. I want to help you out. You can second it, right? Like, make the motion to impeach President Biden. Go ahead. It's your turn. You second it.
Demanding that Jordan or Comer actually second
no,
it.
No, nothing. Okay, we got nothing.
Because, he says...
So I want to, with my last couple minutes, show the American people that they're never going to impeach Joe Biden. It's never going to happen because they don't have the evidence. Okay, this is a show. It's all fake. They just want to do these hearings. It's not leading to impeachment. They're lying to their base on Newsmax and Fox, leading these people to believe that they're going to eventually impeach the president. It's not going to happen at all, ever, period.
You know, his point is, I mean, it's pretty poignant that in an election year, if they're not actually going to produce impeachment, what's the political value of raising these questions and, you know, making Biden look like he's corrupt with his son? Well, obviously, there's a political value to that if they can get people to pay attention to it. Now, am I saying that's what Jordan and Comer are doing? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what Jared is saying they're doing. And I'm saying he makes a pretty compelling point in that if you've got it, then go with it. Or maybe the point is not to actually go with it, but to be ongoing with it.
They don't even have the votes, even if they had it in committee. They don't have the votes on the floor. They know that. They got members resigning rather than taking a vote on the fake faux impeachment. Just ask Ken Buck, who said the speaker ain't going to get me to take an unconstitutional impeachment vote. I mean, boy.
I thought that was a very poignant moment yesterday in the hearings, and just wanted to share it with you. If you're hoping that there's going to be impeachment charges against Joe Biden, at least from Democrat from Florida, Jared Moskowitz perspective, no, never, not going to happen because they know they don't have the evidence or the vote. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, again, in the category of I get the best text from you guys as listeners. Somebody said, haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
Like
that's a great haiku. I love it. Anyway, go ahead, Jake. Tell them about traffic.
Okay, Highway 98 westbound getting through Oriole Beach area. That's seeing our normal morning slowdown. Highway 90 westbound a little slow from an earlier accident that we had at Fish Camp Road. It had things really backed up, but it's actually starting to ease up. And we have on Gulf Gulf Beach Boulevard, Gulf Boulevard in Navarre at Arkansas Street. And that looks like that's headed westbound. We have a vehicle crash with roadblock there, but not causing any major delays. Not a whole lot of traffic going through there this time of morning. If you see anything on our roadways and it's slowing us down, you can always report it to us and let us know. 437-1620, call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Suddenly I'm really bothered because it's not a haiku. It's 475.
What area code is that?
No, it doesn't matter. It's still entertaining. Oh, we talked to Eric Gilmore earlier this morning about a whole bunch of things, including the new ambulances, the ones that are outfitted to look like, you know, they got Blue Angels exterior wrapping on them. They're very cool. And somebody texted me. They said, you know what those Blue Angels ambulances ought to have instead of sirens when they're going down the road? And so I talked to Eric about it. I asked him, and he said, sure enough, they can actually program the siren to make a variety of noises. And they're not going to make it play Kenny Loggins when they're going down the road. But he did say when they were out, like, for Blue Angels weekend or, you know, on location, they can. And he's like, I never thought about that. So you might actually see, you text me, I talk about it with Eric. You never know when something that you text me might make a difference and make something more entertaining. So, no, you're not going to be arriving on the scene of a medical emergency playing the soundtrack to you know, Top Gun. But, which I know is disappointing. But, cool suggestion. They might be able to do something with it. All right, future news. Will they have to cut lifeguards off of Pensacola Beach in order to staff Pernooki Beach?
No.
I'm going to be optimistic and say no. Will Subway succeed with Pepsi instead of Coke?
Yes.
Yeah, it's better anyway. And will the Escambia Children's Trust pay the million to the CRAs?
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah, they're
got it.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.